Okay, so how do you see the future of e-commerce after 10 years?
So in 10 years, I expect that we will not use e-commerce anymore. Because I think that the bridge between the physical world and the digital will be such that we don't even know that we are dealing with a bridge anymore. So the internet, the mobile, will be so tightly integrated into our process of making decisions about things we buy, we won't notice it anymore. It's like if you think about the telephone.
Yes.
I am sure we'll come up with some example of what used to be a big deal 10 years ago when we make phone calls and has disappeared. Or if you take the computer and its connectivity there, you would have asked me 10 years, so what do you think about the future of modems? Mm-hmm. And I think people just don't really think about the modems they have in their computers anymore.
No,
they just run and, you know, internet appears.
Yeah.
And they don't need to worry more about DNS settings and stuff like that.
Okay, so the e-commerce will be a net lot of life, as you think so.
Yes, it takes longer than we thought. And there are some goods which I think people would always prefer to buy in shops.
Naturally.
There will be the important value of immediacy, mm-hmm. that rather than having to wait for a day or two, I want to get it right now.
That's true, yes.
But the process of creating and maintaining product space awareness, that will be highly influenced and integrated within it. Even now, more than 80% of people who go to a store to buy a car, they're a physical object,
right? That's true.
Already informed themselves on the internet before.
Yeah, that's really true, because it's so easy and it's the best way to get up-to-date information.
And also, that's what I try to show in my talk, to not only get that in which the manufacturer wants you to see.
Mm-hmm, yes, because there are conversations and negative feedback also, and that kind of experiences of other consumers. Yes, you're really right. It's quite it's really safe for somehow EQ media to follow. But are there any threats if you're regarding next 10 years at EQ?
Very good question. What are the threats? In which direction do you want me to think about when you say threats?
Well,
do you think privacy? Do you think... Help me, there's so many directions.
Many, but if we are now looking at the situation with our Itella's customers, so they are the sellers who want to use the tool to make with their products. What kind of threats do they face?
I believe that transparency is a good thing. And there are many kinds where transparency occurs. For example, there is a transparency within an organization that you, for instance, know in your supply where things are.
Yeah.
So you can model this and put resources accordingly. There's transparency within HR,
mm-hmm.
whereas transparency in this case, who actually should be credited with the idea.
Yeah.
There's clearly transparency in the price of the product.
Right.
That with a minimal effort of typing 10, 20 characters and a couple of clicks, you know the distribution of prices,
mm-hmm.
of that product all over Finland.
Yes.
That's, I think, also transparency. By the way, it doesn't mean that people always buy this one.
No, they don't.
But people now have one more dimension to consider, whether the immediacy, buying the peak performance jacket around the corner,
mm-hmm.
and knowing it fits and it's good in the color, versus getting it 10% somewhere else. But maybe then I have to worry about being home at a certain time of the day. So people can make informed decisions if there is privacy, if there's transparency, sorry. So I think other transparency is product transparency, as we said, that you see, you know, the Nokia N95 or the, I think, H90, the business phone with the GPS, you know, what's good about it, what's bad about it, you know, etc. So I think personally, transparency is a good thing in my eyes about the economy. Now, that means, on the other hand, that people do give up privacy.
Mm-hmm.
If I am to trust a certain individual to work for me, or take Pavlos. If Pavlos decides to fly me out to Finland and be here for 1.5 days and talk to customers, he would not do this if there wasn't some information about me, some distant history about me on the web from the last 15 years.
Right.
Papers I have written, the talks I have given, the lectures I have, etc. So that means there is a lack of privacy. And I can choose to not reveal it, but then Pavlos would not have found me.
Yes, that's true.
And people know which flight I am going to be on tomorrow. You can go to Weigand.com and you will see that I'm leaving Helsinki at, I think, 8:05 in the morning, changing planes in Frankfurt, I think.
Yes.
That's all public information.
Yes.
That means that somebody maybe will call me when I'm in Frankfurt because he knows I'm in Germany on the ground and, you know, changing planes is not that exciting. I won't have any meeting there.
Right.
Somebody will probably figure out from the web that it's time to call Andreas and, you know, that's when I'm catching on his German mobile phone.
Okay, it's very when you're followed in some way. Like you told about that our IFD system as well spy you, what you do and so on. Yeah.
It has pros and cons. So the advantages that the messages which are flooding me, I will never respond to, can get reduced. So we need to filter the marketing messages which reach us.
Yes.
You always see those, how many marketing messages reach a person a day, and you're always surprised just how many thousands there are. I forgot the exact number.
Yes.
And if I can make the world a more relevant place, I think that's a good thing.
Right.
So when I go to Peak Performance now to look for my jacket, if I didn't see children's clothes, if I see women's clothes, but if I just saw men's clothes, or better yet, if I just saw the whole selection of men's jackets in my, that'd be great. Or if I go to the Nokia store afterwards to see whether I should get the E95, the N95 or the business phone.
Yes.
It would be great if I had just the whole selection of my interest in there, but not any phone without GPS.
That's right. It makes your life easy.
It makes life easier, more interesting in some way.
Yes.
And I have bought phones for many years. So if I walk into the Nokia store and say I'm a Weigand, if they right away pull out the phones with GPS and say, and by the way, there is a new piece of software now that allows you to publish your location to your webpage. Wow.
Yeah, that's really
but it
good
means
sense.
I'm giving up privacy big time.
Tell me a success story. Which company or which e-commerce organization can do this? That kind of successors that have performed really well lately.
So when I said what I just said, I mixed two data sources.
Yes.
I mixed the data source own past.
Right.
My persistent history data.
Yes.
With the data source of the situation I'm in.
Yes.
The situational data, the guy in the store might get wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because, not in the Nokia store, but in the Peak Performance store. If some guy with an Armani suit and nice tie shows up, he might grab that jacket, which I'm actually interested in, because I'm misleading him with my unit I'm wearing right now.
Yes.
Whereas at the Nokia store, that uniform actually might have him gauge context, my context, me, in the right way.
Yes.
So I think when we do marketing, we have to think separately about how can we characterize the situation somebody is in, the context, in, not the context of the page, but the context of the person.
Yes.
Do I need a jacket because it's cold in Finland? I come from California and I don't have enough warm clothes. What you see is all I have.
Yeah.
Did not bring anything against the rain because it won't be raining until November this year. Or did I just see somebody in a jacket, and irrespective of my current situation of being cold in Finland, I just want to get the jacket. So these are very different contexts.
That's true, yeah.
Or when I was in Scandinavia last, was in November after SEMA in mm-hmm. Copenhagen, in Stockholm. And after that I was going to China to the mountains near Tibet in December.
Yes.
Where the airport already was 3,500 meters high.
Yes.
So that guy, if he looks at me, he doesn't know that I really want to buy the warmth he has.
Right.
Because in China, people don't heat the air
yes.
as they do in the West. So
yes.
if you're lucky, you get some little burner, you know, your legs. So you're, you know.
I remember I was there at 20, 30 years.
Okay.
I remember.
So it's a privilege to heat the air, a privilege which not many countries actually have.
Yes.
So personal history, I think, is very difficult to convey in the offhand because you don't really want to reveal to the store your social number so they can look up all the purchases you've done in the past. Because maybe you think you can get it back at price
mm-hmm.
if you don't tell them who you are. Who knows?
Yes.
Situational information is difficult to get on the web
mm-hmm.
because the guy in the store, he looks at you, and despite the examples I gave you where you saw that not everything is perfect, he has a good feeling about
yeah.
who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And now to the modern point, which transcends persistent history versus situation modeling. In the store, your mindset is very much that of a conversation.
Yes, it's true.
And you go there, you say, I would like, you know, a jacket, and you expect a question back.
Mm-hmm.
You expect that the shopping assistant at Peak Performance says, well, should it be against the rain? Should it be more like a fashion jacket? I mean, you enter a conversation.
Yes.
That is still missing in lots of marketing.
Yes, of course, naturally.
And the key element is a self-selection, that the user selects into the group of more kind of people who want kind of sporty kinds of clothes
yeah.
or, you know, fatty daddy kind of stuff, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is what we will work on modeling online, on having this dialogue, this discourse, this conversation with the customer.
Yeah.
And the term conversation with the customer has been abused and violated and raped so hard over the last decades.
Okay.
And if I go and sit in some airline and says, a conversation with my readers, bullshit. Somebody is pushing their view on me.
Right.
He's not having a conversation with me. He's not listening.
No, no.
But if you go to a shop thing, unless they just drop three jackets in front of you and say, which one do you want? They are much better off to just ask you some questions. That's also why web search is still broken. You're not having a conversation with Yahoo or with Google.
Maybe there will be, someday we will get some kind of tool that I can just ask, do you happen to have women's jackets which are very comfortable at rain?
Yeah.
And then they'll ask me immediately, yes, we do, we have these kind of products.
I think it's only, you know, it will happen within a year.
Yeah.
But people have to change their attitude towards the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that studies at Stanford have shown that people treat computers differently.
They
treat other machines. Like, you have a different relationship with your computer compared to the relationship with your fridge, let's say.
But now I get worried about your coffee. Should we go downstairs so that you can get a cup if the break is off?
I can buy some coffee. I'll have to.
Yeah, but we can just go and take a cup for you and...
Okay.
I'm quite sure that now I've got enough.
Then you, you wait here, I get my coffee, and I'll be back in a moment with the coffee, and then you can ask me another couple of questions.
Okay, if you have time, that's also...
I have...
Actually, I just was thinking about targeting the marketing, but if we are talking about these e-commerce visits or shoppings, you do not send any marketing material before your customer, do you? There are advertisements which are on the site so that the customer can read them when he or she is visiting. But is it possible to create some kind of targeted marketing messages for the customers?
When do you think marketing messages need to be created?
Well, actually, I'm not an expert. It was just thinking about email messages or anything. But maybe it's just that first web address to your customer magazine or somewhere else, and then the person gets interested, or just Googles in the shop or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that
I think we need to understand how the ability to search on the web has changed the decision-making process of potential buyers of a product or service. The idea of getting message to customer implies that the customer is not able to find out the services easily otherwise. Think about the last 10 things you bought, or think about the next couple of things you want to buy. I know about the limit inspection that, when you think about it, you might not actually really be reflecting how really heard about it. But in my case, whether it's the camera I bought, whether it's jacket, computer, apartment, car, I mean, very rarely, or I underestimate the amount of messages impact on me. I have a feeling it really is not primarily the messages which are being sent to me by the brands. So in a day and age where you find things and where you are connected from your friends, where your friends recommend stuff. That has, at least for me, a much higher influence factor on my purchasing behavior.
Right, and it's the brands which count, because when I bought an apartment, I just went to a web service in Finland and searched suitable there, and I did it because I knew that it was a good website where you can easily find information about a car for sale. So that what was my thought now? Well, actually, yes, it was about the brand, creating the brand, because that website really had a good brand. I knew that it was reliable and a good place to begin the search. So, are there any special tools for being at the web?
I think transparency is the enemy of brand. We see the decomposition mm-hmm. of brands as we see the decomposition of human labor. Mm-hmm. That you go for those where in your personal preference you find that the needs you have, they fulfill.
Yeah.
And brand is just an overture mm-hmm. if you do not have the transparency of the individual dimensions.
Yeah.